My Story, A Journey of Faith, Darson Buckner's Testimony by Steve Martin. Darson Buckner's spiritual journey is a testament to the profound impact of questioning, seeking, and ultimately embracing a deeper understanding of faith. From his early days in the Baptist and Methodist churches to his current convictions, Darson's path is marked by a relentless pursuit of truth and a transformative shift in his beliefs. Darson's religious upbringing was steeped in the traditions of the Baptist and later, the Methodist Church. He recalls, "I grew up in a Baptist church from the time I could remember. Later in life, I was in a Methodist church and remained there well into my adult life." His involvement in these communities was not passive. He actively engaged in teaching Sunday school, leading youth programs, and immersing himself in biblical study. "I studied the Bible a lot, taught Sunday school, and led adult classes. Anytime you've taught, you end up learning more than anybody else in the room," he reflects. Despite his extensive study, Darson began to experience a sense of dissonance. The more he delved into the scriptures, particularly through the lens of the King James Version, the more questions arose. "Things just started to not make a lot of sense," he says. His exploration revealed discrepancies between the King James Version and original manuscripts, leading to confusion and a realization that his understanding needed to be re-examined. Darson emphasizes that this journey was gradual and multifaceted. There wasn't any one big question. It was more about the accumulation of insights that didn't align with what I'd always believed, he explains. A significant turning point was his reflection on the word all in the Bible. In the New Testament, all appears almost 1,000 times. In the Old Testament, it's used nearly 4,000 times. God talks about all, not just a few. This understanding shifted my perspective significantly. This revelation was profound for Darson, challenging the divisive mindset of they and us that pervades much of societal and religious discourse. It's not they and us. It's all of us. We're all children of God, he asserts. This newfound understanding fostered a deeper compassion in him, enabling him to see others through the lens of God's love and sovereignty. Witnessing his parents' deaths further reinforced these beliefs. "Watching my mom and dad pass, especially my father, at the beginning of the pandemic, made me realize what truly matters at the end of life. People live like they're going to live forever, but they're not," Darson observes. This stark reality has prompted him to focus on what is genuinely important: compassion, understanding, and a recognition of God's sovereignty. One of the most challenging yet liberating aspects of Darson's journey has been accepting God's complete sovereignty. He recounts, "The idea of God's sovereignty was hard for me to grasp. We've been conditioned to believe we have control, but the reality is we don't." This realization reshaped his entire worldview. "The Bible tells us that man makes his plans, but God designs his steps. Understanding this has brought immense peace and freedom." Darson draws parallels to the story of Eve in the Garden of Eden, where the temptation was the promise of being like God, essentially having control. "We've walked through life thinking we have control, but we don't. The jail is full of people who thought they were in control. The graves are full of good people who thought they were in control," he reflects. Darson's journey is ongoing, characterized by a continual pursuit of truth and a willingness to question and learn. He is particularly influenced by scholars like Clyde Pilkington, whose comprehensive approach to biblical study has been invaluable. Clyde includes a variety of authors and perspectives in his work. "He's genuine and not trying to inflate himself," Darson says. Tools like the Bible Student's Notebook and resources from Tentmaker Ministries have also been instrumental in his study. The Bible Student's Notebook is incredible. "It's a wealth of knowledge, and I refer back to it often," he shares. Attending conferences and engaging with like-minded individuals has provided Darson with a sense of community and validation. Living in the Bible Belt, if you believe the way we do, you're on an island. The recent conference in Johnstown, Pennsylvania was incredible. "It was a safe haven where you could share ideas without judgment," he recalls. One of the highlights for Darson was hearing testimonies from others who have experienced similar journeys. Mike Owens' testimony in particular was powerful. He's a great storyteller and has come through tragedy with such strength. It was very impactful, Darson notes. As Darson looks to the future, he remains open to where God will lead him next. I wake up every morning thinking about what God has planned for me today. I used to think it was my job to evangelize the world, but now I realize God's doing that. I just need to be aware and see what He has on the agenda for me today, he says. This approach allows Darson to live with a sense of peace and purpose, focusing on being present and grateful for each moment. Relax and enjoy your life. Be thankful for every day and every moment with your loved ones. God's got the future taken care of, he advises. Darson Buckner's testimony is a powerful reminder of the importance of seeking truth, embracing God's sovereignty, and living with compassion and gratitude. His journey encourages others to question, learn, and grow in their faith, trusting that God has a plan for each of us. As Darson says, we're all children of God, and to Him be the glory.